Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme.
To escape, the city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning.
Drove All Night was written by American songwriting duo Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly, and they wrote it for Mr. Roy Orbison. Now, Mr. Orbison did record the song back in 1987, the year just before he died. However, nothing happened as he didn't have a recording contract at the time. The songwriters eventually managed to get Mr. Orbison's last record company to use their modest 16-track demo that Roy had made before he died. And Jeff Lynne, of ELO fame, built the music around the vocal track, resulting in what we've just heard. Request time now, and this is a track that has been requested by Jimmy Harris. Japan, the British New Wave band, with the title track from their 1979 album, Quiet Life, as requested by Jimmy Harris in New York. Now, Jimmy wrote to me last week and asked if this track could be played, as it brought back some very happy memories of his time in London. And his favourite venue? Why, the Camden Palace. Oh my goodness, Jimmy, we have probably even seen each other there, as that was my favourite haunt too, back in the day. Now, we're off to 1975 now, and Captain and Tennille are waiting for us, and they're about to tell us that love will keep us together.
Hey, this is Kip Winger, and you're rocking the hour with Jules.
with a single that was taken from the In the Heart of the Young album. That was the wonderful Rainbow in the Rose. 9 years after this was recorded, Kip, my lovely gentleman Kip, he introduced a live acoustic version of it onto his second solo album, which was called Down Incognito. Great album, highly recommend it. Rainbow in the Rose, wasn't that lovely? It's a lovely song, lovely words, lovely music, lovely production from a really lovely man. Next on the turntable is Respect. It's a song written and originally recorded by American soul singer Otis Redding. He released it in 1965 as a single, and it became mildly successful as a crossover release. And then in 1967, fellow soul singer Aretha Franklin covered and rearranged Respect, resulting in a bigger hit, and it became her signature tune. It's her version that we're going to hear now, and I'm going to play this for John Tunbury. Hope you're having a great Sunday, John. Nice to hear from you again, and take good care of yourself. Love to the family.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley sun. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. And Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Don't understand.
your comfort goes. They only know my soul and make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here instead of simple land.
Pleasant Valley Sunday was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King. Legend has it that they were inspired by a name, a street name, called Pleasant Valley Way, and also by their move to suburban West Orange, New Jersey. And they wrote the song we just heard about their dissatisfaction with the life in the suburbs. Like you do. Not happy, write a song. Anyway, the Monkees had a hit with it in 1967. In fact, it was one of their most successful singles. Okay, so no need to give any introduction to our next singer. Suffice to say, this is Miss Doris Day.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just how wonderful you are and why I'm so in love with you. Secret love's no secrets anymore. At last, my heart's an open door, and my secret love's no secret anymore. That
was the 78 version of The Beautiful Secret Love, and it made its debut in the 1953 film musical Calamity Jane, which happens to be my sister's favourite film. So that, and this next song, I'm playing for her, as she has just had a birthday. I don't think she's recovered from the shock yet. Anyway, Amanda, this is for you. I love you. Happy birthday, kiddo.
I could lie to myself, but it's true. There's no denying when I look in your eyes. Girl, I'm out of my head over you. And I live so long believing all of it's blind. But everything about you is telling me this time is
by American rock band Kiss. It was released as the second single from their 1989 album, Hot in the Shade. And interestingly, it was co-written by lead singer Paul Stanley and Michael Bolton. Yes, Paul Stanley and Michael Bolton. I know, it's not necessarily two men you would immediately think of being friends, let alone co-workers or co-writers in this case. But hey-ho. Now for a beautiful song from the original London cast of I'm Getting My Act Together and Taking It on the Road. This is for Chris Moore, who hopefully is listening today. Yes, let's get together soon, Chris. Definitely, my friend. I've missed you.
Every time I've lost another lover, I call up my old friend and I say, let's get together. I'm under the weather. Another love has come to an end. And he listens as I tell him my sad story and wonders at my taste in men. And we ponder why I do it and the pain of getting through it. And he laughs and says, you'll do it again. And we sit in a bar and talk till two about life and love as old friends do, and tell each other what we've been through. Our love is rare and life is strange. Nothing lasts, people change. And I ask him if his life is ever lonely and if he ever feels despair. And he says he's learned to love it, 'cause that's really all part of it, and it helps him feel the good times when they're there. And we sit in a bar and talk till two about life and love as old friends do, and tell each other what we've been through. Our love is rare and life is strange. Nothing lasts, people change. And we wonder if I'll live with any lovers or spend my life alone. And the bartender is dozing, 'cause it's getting time for closing, and we figure that I'll go it on my own. But we'll meet the year we're 62 and travel the world as old friends do, and tell each other what we've been through. Our love is rare and life is strange. Nothing lasts, people change. Love is rare, life is strange. Nothing lasts, people change. Ooh. Ooh.
Diane Langston and Old Friend, a showstopper from the 1981 London cast recording of the musical I'm Getting My Act Together and Taking It on the Road. I think, if memory serves, it was probably the first woman's liberation hit musical to ever open in the West End. And Diane Langton had Ben Cross as her co-star. That was obviously pre-Chariots of Fire. And I seem to remember he only sang one song, and a lot of people were very disappointed that he only sang one song. But he did look very nice while he was doing it. Now for a song for those who are looking forward to Eurovision this year. I know there's an awful lot of you.
When you said you were leaving to work on your mental health, you didn't mention the cheating. You kept that one to yourself. I got so mad, was gonna cuss you out outside your house for everyone to see. Wanted to trash your Benz, tell all your friends how cruel you were to me. Instead I wrote a song about how you did me wrong. I could have cried at home and spent the night alone. Instead I wrote a song, I feel much better now. Me and my girls are out and we all sing along. Instead I wrote a song, da 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 da.
This is Pamela from Feminem, and you are listening to Timeless Vinyl with Jolie on Sid Valley Radio.
Like a
song that gave him his first UK number one, that was, of course, Leo Sayer. Now, I'm sure you know the song, but I wonder if you know that he also co-wrote it with the writer Vinnie Poncia. I think you pronounce it Poncia. Anyway, he wrote the Kiss song, I Was Made for Loving You. So there you go, another connection to Kiss there. I'm playing Leo Sayer for Anna Selby, who messaged me on Facebook and requested anything by Leo Sayer. And your wish is my command, dear lady, and I agree with you. It's a shame we don't hear him on the radio like we used to.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, high, high in the moon. There is no moon above, love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me inside of you. Somewhere there's music, I'll dare how far. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will still my heart, how high the moon.
High the Moon was first heard in the 1940s Broadway revue Two for the Show. It was recorded by such bands as Benny Goodman, Larry Clinton, Fred Rich and Mitchell Ayres. Now the version we've just listened to was from 1951 and by a legendary husband and wife team of Les Paul and Mary Ford. Now, let's hear from Mr. John Denver, shall we?
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Money-hungry fools. I'd rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Well, son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Thank you.
fiddle was my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy. Yes!
Thank God I'm a Country Boy, also known as just simply Country Boy, is a song written by John Martin Summers and was recorded by American singer-songwriter John Denver. An interesting fact here. Now, the song has been played at all the home games of the baseball team, the Baltimore Orioles, and it's always in the seventh inning, always. And it started this tradition back in the summer of 1975. And it's been done without interruption since 1994. John Denver himself actually performed it in person on top of the Orioles' dugout during the 12-8 victory over the Detroit Tigers on September the 20th, 1997, just 22 days prior to John Denver leaving us. Phil Spaulding, I can't believe that you're no longer with us.
Caught him.
That was Mike Oldfield and his hit Moonlight Shadow, Maggie Riley on vocals, and the wonderful and incredibly missed Phil Spalding on bass. R.I.P. big guy. Now sadly that does bring today's programme to a close. I do hope that you've enjoyed listening to some timeless vinyl with me, and that you will wish to join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 o'clock. And between now and then, I will try and find some more forgotten gems for you. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next. And then at 4 p.m, we have another Old Time Radio Hour program, in which we revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you for your messages. And as always, I will certainly make sure that I reply to every one of you. So I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance. Hope you brought your dancing shoes with you. And in the meantime, take it away, Winifred.